So Port will just nicely secure that position in the top four. Majacek, who's been Collingwood's best forward on the ground tonight, wheels and goes, puts it out in front of Cameron for a late bit of joy for the big man. He's kicked one. He hasn't got too many options, so he's twisting and turning and gets pushed up the foot. He might get a second. He's been run over by the second time, Darcy. Get rid of the foot. He got run down once. He got run down twice. Chief, summarise what happened before the siren goes.
A big bloke tried to do too much with the footy and he got punished.
How is that not holding the ball twice?
Deservedly so. That is, you can just see how long it takes the message to go from the brain through the hands to the legs.
Boundary throw in. Port Adelaide get the job done at Marvel Stadium. 4-28 they win this game by. 97-69. Big Charlie Dixon kicked 3 tonight and Port Adelaide surge towards the top four.
That's it. Collingwood by 5 at quarter time. Port by 19 and a half after 4 goals to zip in the second term. 21 point leaders at 3 quarter time. Collingwood got within 9 with opening goals to Henry and Bianco in the last. But Port kicked the last 3. Big Chuckles kicked 4 as Nate told us. And it's Port Adelaide 14-13, 97 to Collingwood 10-9, 69. 28 point winners Port Adelaide. The major injury concern is Scott Pendlebury off with a leg issue. He looks reasonably, in fact, looking at that, that looks like a left calf, doesn't it, Chiefy, for Pendlebury?
Yep.
So that will have a massive impact on the rest of Scotty's season. So we'll get an eye on that tomorrow on all the football shows, but it's a 28-point win to the Port Adelaide Footy Club. Here's Mr. 300. Good on you, Bokey.
It was a good, hard-fought game and struggle at times, but the boys managed to wrestle the momentum back and proud of that effort. It's been a funny old week. We could be in Melbourne for a little while, but it was a great day.
It's been a busy week for you personally, hasn't it? Obviously, so much has unfolded along the journey after being pick number 5 in the 06 draft, 15 years in the system. You've resisted the urges and the offers to come back to Victoria. How much does this milestone and this footy club mean to you?
I think 300 games is it's a great honour to represent this footy club, and it's been a hell of a journey and so many people have helped me get here, and I can't thank the footy club, the playing group that have been along that journey the whole time, the supporters, the whole staff of the footy club and my family to help me get here, and it's just been one hell of a journey and hopefully still a bit left.
And on your family, you know, unfortunately this scheduled home game couldn't happen at Adelaide Oval. I understand you had family to send on Adelaide for a big week, but have you been able to sit back with them and reflect on the last 15 years as well?
So Mum was over in Adelaide during the week and with my auntie and both my sisters, so that was really special to see them before I sort of come over here. We had a bit of a chat about the journey it's been, and they've been incredible for me. I'm so thankful for the support they've given me right from the start, and I certainly wouldn't be here without them. And unfortunately, they couldn't be here tonight, but I know they've been here with me. And Mum, I love you. Cass, you've been amazing, so thank you so much.
Thanks, Trav. The boys want to speak to you a little bit later on, but congratulations on 300 games. You're an amazing role model to so many out there, so we'll let you go and enjoy it with the boys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Very impressive young man. He mentioned his mum there, Chicky, lost his father as a young bloke, did Trav Boak, so he's had an amazing journey to get the 300 games of AFL football. It is all over here, and Port Adelaide getting the job done by 28 points. McDonald's, the custard pie is back, Chuby. Just $1.50 on the Macca's Loose Change menu. Get it as part of your Friday night footy feed at Macca's. You are listening to the Triple M AAMI Amy Review. Amy, who covers Clangers, Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. We'll take a break, but don't go anywhere. As I said, we're potentially going to open it up to 133.53. Daisy has got the mongrel boots, best on ground. So much to come. McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks football.
You dickhead.
Port, they run out winners, 28 points over the top of Collingwood. 14-13, 97 at Collingwood, 10-9, 69. The Triple M MVP award for Mungrel Boots is coming up shortly. Mungrel Boots, comfy boots built for long days on site. You've seen something on the Harvey Norman that's caught your attention, Nath?
It was just a really good goal by Carl Amon. Just stepped around a couple of players and just banged it home. Left foot, very good, Carl Amon.
Very nicely done. Right, who's got the Triple M MVP award for Mungrel Boots built for long days on site? Ollie Wines leads by three from Sam Walsh. Daisy?
Well, I've cast my eye over it, Howie.
Yeah.
I've come up with one vote, Alir.
Yes.
He only had the seven disposals, but he was unbelievable across halfback, intercepting everything. When Mason Cox came on, we thought that might be the only... Sorry, Brownie, I don't want to interrupt your sneezing fit there. When Mason Cox came on, he had the rolled over to him, so he did a fantastic job.
Did you say intercepted everything?
He had a pretty good job, didn't he?
And had seven touches.
Well, he intercepted at least seven. Two votes. Willem Drew, 32 disposals, 17 contested
positions.
Seems
like he had more than seven touches, though, didn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, see? So are you backing me in or are you questioning me?
No, just curious. Willem Drew.
Yeah, Willem Drew, 32 disposals, 17 contested possessions, 8 clearances, 5 tackles. Thought he was fantastic, an underrated player in that midfield. And 3 votes, Ollie Wines.
Ooh.
30 disposals, 13 contested possessions, 1 goal won and 572 metres gained.
Ooh, nicely done, Daisy. What's on tomorrow, Noodles?
Not a lot, Howard. We're in lockdown, so very, very little.
Okay, what about you, Chewy, out there in Point Cook?
Back here tomorrow, Howie, North Melbourne v Carlton.
Well, that'll be a blockbuster.
Right, no big Harry Mackay either.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
What about you, Daisy? What does a Saturday entail for you?
Not a whole heap. A little bit of time with the daughter and then get to the game tomorrow night, D's and the Dogs.
Fantastic. What about you, Chieftain? What's on tomorrow?
West Coast, who are they playing?
St Kilda.
I got the West Coast and St Kilda game, but before I get there, I've got about 23 hours of sleep to catch up on.
The Chiefs got some work to punch out there. That's about it, I believe. We'll get home and...
relays.
Choice Hotels around the grounds. No, apparently there's an issue with our situation and there's a cross-border situation between Albury and Wodonga, which prevents us with the time zone in Queensland and West Australia, making it unable to get to the relays, Chief.
I think there's an issue in Adelaide.
It's unlucky. Choice Hotels, a final thought on the ceremony, Chu. What's happening now?
Well, we've got another country that's making their way out into the middle of the stadium. Another bundle of athletes. Okay. And I'm not too sure who it is, Howie, for
Red Z. Thank you, Chewy. I'm not sure you'll be hosting Brisbane 2032 the way you're going. That is it here. Collingwood have won. Port Adelaide have won this game by 97 to 69 by 28 points. That's all I've got. I'm going to leave it to Nath to finish the evening for you.
So everybody helped us out, put this to get out to the end of the art. I'm going to finish off with something. Triple M Rocks Footy.